Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so much to say to his people who love him, who seek him, to know him from the heart. Now, I've been saying on the last few broadcasts how when you take time and get to know the Lord and trust him, things happen that you put something in motion that's going to bless you, and you'll receive a blessing you can't receive any other way. When we trust the Lord, that's what we become able to learn things that we couldn't learn any other way. Now, the reason I believe the Lord keeps bringing this up, because I give these broadcasts according to his will, to what comes up in my heart. And he keeps putting on my heart about trust, because we need, the way people trust God can make the difference. There's a glorious future attached to the way you trust God. If you trust the Lord according to his heart, if you hear him out, if you live the life of God according to the word of God, and when the Holy Spirit brings things to you, you receive it. And then you act on it and you speak it. You determine to do those things. That's when you're going to learn the things I'm talking about. You're going to find out how wonderful life really is and how powerful God really is and the potential you really have. It goes that way in both directions. Under Satan's plan, you'll never learn and you'll never come up to the knowledge of the truth. Like the scientists, they ever learn and they can't come up with the truth. They want to know. I like the way that they try to learn things. They dig deep. They try to figure things out with all they got. My hat's off to them. But they just can't learn the truth unless they receive what God said by their faith. And you can't rule God out with his creation. That's impossible. And the religious world is no different. They want to believe God on their terms. And that's why they can't learn the truth either. They don't get very far. And if you don't build with the Lord, you scatter. Everybody whoever did it their way and not God's, they always scatter people. And they can't learn what they could learn. The only way to learn the things I'm talking about is to trust the Lord, your God and King. Take him at his word. Remember, the Holy Spirit is holy. And the Father is holy. When you doubt the Holy Spirit, that offends God. That grieves God for many reasons. It grieves him because you should have known better and you didn't. He came to you with something that's for your benefit and you didn't receive it. Then, more than that, the learning process that would be can't be. The blessings that could be can't be. They're on hold because you didn't trust him. You didn't trust his influence. I seen a vision before. I saw the Lord sitting at his desk, and he had assignments, a stack of assignments. And all I saw was his hand. He let his fingers land one at a time, like a person doing when they're waiting on something that can't happen. And I saw the stack of assignments, and he wanted to give them to people, but most of his people were not receiving their assignments. And it was as if he was waiting on somebody to receive at least one assignment. He had a stack of assignments, but nobody to give them out to. Preacher, what do you mean by assignments? What I mean is this. The plan that God reveals to you. Every minister, hear me good, every minister that God calls, every preacher, every minister. I'm talking about the fivefold. We're all ministers of reconciliation. But every minister, and even every Christian, if God give you something to do, that's an assignment. Anybody can receive an assignment. But everybody he called to the ministry, there's a plan attached to the calling. The plan is revealed in sequence after you do what he give you to do from the heart. Then the next step is revealed. And then the next step is revealed. And then the next step is revealed. Until you complete them all or your life is spent. Now, with that, when you begin, your life is short. Our lives are short. We live to be about 100 years old. That's short. That's only a tithe of a day. Now, seeing that our life is short, what the Lord gives you to do is well thought out. And you have to be trained for it, and you have to be dedicated to it. You have to contend for it and even fight for it. You have to believe it no matter how things look. But when people don't even begin, then it can't be. And he has to find another person. Now, when he created you with this in mind. If you would do it. You don't have to do it. Most people don't. But there's a plan attached to the calling. It always was. But what happens is people look at what other people are doing and they adapt. They do what they do. Now, I got a government job. And bosses, they retire out and others take their place. And I watched every one of them, whoever's the next boss, do what the last one did. That's what always happens. They always do the same thing. They do it the same way. They put a small spin on it, but they do the same thing the other bosses did. Just like preachers. A man will start a church, he gets in an organization, they build a building, they do it according to guidelines, and they put a small spin on it, but they do the same thing. And then he'll die out, and the next one will take his place and do what he did. They don't even ask the Lord what the Lord called them to do. The Lord called them to the ministry, and they just think they can do it any way they want, and they do. But if you go in prayer like Paul did and Barnabas did and just pray and then the Lord will give you what to do, and that's going to work. And some ministries grow by compromise. It looks good on paper, but it's no good. They create more problems and they scatter more people with a false doctrine when they do it according to their methods. Sometimes the doctrine is good, but the method is not. And if you don't build with the Lord, you scatter. And you promote things that shouldn't be promoted. They're still in disagreement about the Holy Spirit. Because somebody in seminary said that it went out with the apostles and they made it look good, and it looked good on paper, and people and Christians believed it and preached it and didn't challenge it. But then there are people who do challenge it. They look at the word and they do it God's way. And they say, well, I'm gonna preach it like the word of God say do it. And then the pastor say, well, no, that's not the way we do it here. And then they feel out of place. And then they start a ministry wherever they can because they want to do it God's way. But even then, they take a greater step, which is good, but they don't seek the Lord about what to do and let God reveal to them what to do. Now, some people do. There are a few people who the Lord give them a format and they follow through with it. And then there's a greater group of people the Lord give them a format and they talk to other people and change it. Over time, it's different than what God started out to be. Very few people do it the way God really want to do it. And people have expectations. But when you're following God, you really don't know what to expect. You're doing what he say do, and you will learn. You will learn over time why God did it the way he did it. And it'll make sense, and you're going to love it. I don't originate a plan, because I'm not the Holy Spirit. That's his department. My department, now I'm on the earth, I got the body. It's my responsibility to win souls. But I'm going to build with him. And then I can have his success instead of my success. Now he'll reveal to me what to do, and then I'll do that. Other people want me to do what they want me to do. And I'll help others do their ministry. I'll help people when I can help them. But at the end of the day and at the beginning of the day, I'm going to do what God gives me to do. And I'm going to stay current with his plan. And I'm going and I've done that. And this is how you can tell. When he gives you something to do and you do it, he's going to always add to it. Or multiply. He's going to add greater steps. Greater steps. When that's happening, you're in this perfect will. When you're doing what he said, that's the best wisdom you can do. I'm not trying to stress it, but that's just the way it is. If people get a hold of this revelation, it makes all the difference in the world. The Lord has given me revelation after revelation about this subject. But in doing it, I learned glorious things that I know I couldn't have learned any other way. It's wonderful. It's a blessing. It's even habit forming. It's better than habit forming because you start expecting the next step. I pay more attention to what the Lord brings to my attention than what I want to do. I pay a lot more attention to what the Lord has to say because his ways work. The Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. Think about that. He's good, his mercy endures forever. He's helping us win souls. He's going to help. He's got a plan to help you do what you got to do. And if you do it his way, other bonuses come with it. Many ministers don't win their families like they really want to. But God has a plan for your family. If you'll follow him and do it his way and bless his family, he'll bless yours. These are things I've learned, and it's good. I know more than what I'm saying because this is what God released. God is good. But you can't learn if you do the ministry your way, and if you do it God's way and stick with it and don't be moved by the illusions and the persuasions and even the lies of others, and you purely do it God's way according to the Holy Spirit, he's pure, he's holy. You do it his way. You let him give you the format and you follow through with it. It don't compare. Your way can't compare to it. It's just like Saul and David. Saul killed 1,000 and David, his 10,000. David was anointed. That's the difference. Saul was anointed but hard-headed. He killed thousands of enemies. David, his 10,000. And then when Saul heard the women out there singing, his focus changed. He got off God and got on pride. And he wanted to kill David. And he knew that there was somebody anointed and rising up in the ranks. And he was figuring it out that it was David. Tried to nail him to the wall with a spear. More than twice. He sent soldiers after him. Twice. And God delivered him into David's hand, and David spared his life because David was not an opportunist. He was anointed and he relied on the Lord to promote him and install him into his position as king. And he contended for it because he believed in what he was doing, and he did it God's way. He didn't have to lie, beg, cheat, steal, kill, or do anything. And he had the opportunity, and the Lord delivered Saul in his hands, and he still would not kill God's anointed because he was a man after God's own heart, just like you're going to be. You have to have courage to do it God's way. You have to be bold, bolder than a lion. You have to believe in what you're doing. Now, something happened in my ministry. The Lord talked to me repetitiously to build my faith. He don't do that unless he's building your faith for something. It let me know that we have to believe the Lord. We have to believe the Lord for what we do, because our ministry is by faith, all of it. If you're in question about it, if you doubt it, doubt is a disabler. You're disabling your ministry if you doubt your ministry. You're disabling your ministry if you doubt your ministry. You're disabling your life if you doubt your life, the life of God, the Word of God. If you won't do it God's way, if you doubt whether it's God's will or not, and it clearly is, you're disabling your life and your ministry. When people are disabled, there's something they can't do. They may be blind. They may not be able to hear anymore. They may not be able to walk. They may lose the ability to talk. They're disabled. Now, when the people that are disabled get healed, they're made whole. They can walk, they can talk, they can see. When John the Baptist asked Jesus, was he the Christ, or should they look for another? He said, the blind see, the deaf hear, and the lame walk, and blessed is he who is not offended in me. Go on and get it right. Jesus is alive. He came, he died, he rose again. We've been blessed, we've been healed, we've been able to see spiritually and naturally. If you get raised from the dead, you won't be the first one. If your eyes get open and you can see, never saw before, you're not the first person that has happened to. If you were born lame and never walked in your life, and healing manifests in your legs and they have strength to walk and you start walking, you're not the first to do it. If you've been confused for years and the Lord train you and teach you things and bring things to your attention and help you understand, you receive fresh revelation, you're not the first that has happened to. And you're definitely not going to be the last. So we might as well just believe on Jesus and go forward and stop trying to figure out whether it's God's will for this or that to happen. It's God's will. Get over it. It's God's will. He died. He rose again so that to justify us, so that we could legally receive healing at our will. It's God's will once and for all. And it's wonderful because God is good. And his mercy endures for. He don't have a reason for you to be sick. That comes from disobedience and foolishness and attacks of the devil. Especially if your will is set to follow God. There's no condemnation to those who walk in the Spirit. Sickness can't stick to you if you don't want it to. If you want to get rid of it, you can get rid of it. Now, with all that being said, I want to say this. If you take time and learn to follow Him, He will train you to do it. Don't look at what you don't know, never experienced, and nobody you know ever did it this way. That's not a problem. Relax. Enjoy the Lord. Seek Him. If He called you to the ministry, He called you with a plan. There's a plan attached. Enjoy the plan. Don't be frustrated. Don't concern yourself with how you look. That'll drive you nuts. That'll bother you. That'll make you want to quit. If you're concerned about how things look, that'll make you want to stop. Don't stop. We all look peculiar. Big deal. But we're honorable. You know, a man that works on a garbage truck, and he's throwing garbage on the back of that truck all day, and it stinks, and it's all that rotten garbage, and people feel sorry for him. But he's making an honest living. He's better than every bank robber. He's better than every thief. He's better than every dishonest person because he's making his money the right way. And he's solving a problem. If there were no garbage men, there would be more hospitals built. We don't have to look glorious. We just need to be obedient. If we ever get that, we're going to be so much better off. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in our lives. And it's going to be wonderful. And people are going to live by your obedience, because the Lord's going to build on His own foundation. People are going to get to know Jesus, and greater things will happen. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus truly is our Lord.